This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. It really is amazing how fake the fake news has become. Time magazine just got caught. The cover of their magazine features this, supposedly, this screaming little two-year-old migrant girl screaming up at Donald Trump while he's looking down and ignoring her. The whole thing is fake, and it has just come out. First of all, that photo of the migrant girl is fake news. That girl was crying because she was hungry. I mean, her father did a full interview with the UK Daily Mail. Her mother was right there, was never separated from her mother. In fact, her mother had paid coyotes, that's human traffickers, $6,000 to transport her and the little girl across the border. So the mother had $6,000. There's a photo of her in a luxury vehicle, the family, the three of them, the father and the mother and that little girl, and they're happy and smiling. And this the whole story around it was fabricated. Yet this photo has been circulated widely across the internet and pushed by Facebook and pushed by Google and others and fundraisers and everybody else to claim that, oh my God, this little girl's screaming because she's been taken away from her mother by Trump, that Trump is an evil person. I mean, the whole thing is totally fake. And Time Magazine then had to come out and issue a correction to say that they admit, yeah, the photo was misstated, that the mother was not separated from the girl, but they said that it captures, what did they say? It captures, like, the story, or I'm paraphrasing. They said it captures the story, so it still stands. It's still accurate in what it's capturing. Well, no, it's not. It's a fake news photo. You people are fake. All you left-wing media people are fake. Everything you push is staged. Everything that you push, the Russia hoax, right? That claim Russia stole the election, that Trump coordinated with Russia to steal the election. Everything that you push is fake. It's fake news. Even surrounding school shootings, you push exaggerated narratives. You have a fake crisis, mothers and fathers reading rehearsed lines on camera to augment the real crisis where children were shot and killed, but you augment it with actors. That's what you do, CNN. That's what you do, New York Times, Washington Post, fake news media. You do it, you get caught, and then you claim, well, it captures the essence of the story, so it's not really fake. Yes, you're fake. You're fake news. The only real news in America today is the independent media. That's it. The independent media is the real media, the real journalism, real First Amendment. We're the only ones asking questions. Everybody else out there, the establishment media is just pushing, parroting narratives, globalist narratives. And let's be honest, this whole thing about this little girl screaming and crying, what it was supposed to be pushing was an open borders policy. Because remember at first, all the leftists were screaming and crying and saying, oh my God, little children are being separated from their parents, right? They're being separated. So Trump signs an executive order that ends the separation of parents from their children, right? Within hours, the left turns around and starts screaming a whole different thing. Oh my God, entire families are being held for processing. Well, you're the morons who asked for the families to be kept together. Well, you think Trump's just going to release them into the country when they're illegals? They've committed a crime of entering the country illegally. What, they think they're special? They could bypass the lines? They could bypass the process. You know, I'm married to a legal immigrant. We went through the legal process. It took us, I think, 6 years to go through it. That was back in the day when it was called INS, not ICE. It was INS, Immigration and Naturalization Service. And we went through the legal process, and it took many years. And we had to actually fly to a certain INS processing center to get it done, because we weren't close enough to one. So we got it done, and it's legal, and my wife has been a naturalized U.S. citizen ever since. We didn't do what all these you know, Honduran and Mexican and Guatemalan people do, which is just to try to cut in line, bypass the rules, cross the border illegally and then hope to be set free by leftists who don't want anybody arrested for any crime. I mean, that's actually become the left policy. The leftist narrative is that no parents anywhere should ever be arrested for anything because that would separate them from their children. Well, wait a minute. What about parents who commit armed robbery? Should you separate them from their children by arresting them and taking them to jail? Or should you take the children to jail with them too? Because that's what liberals want, you see. Liberals are insane. Mass mental illness run amok. There's no other way to describe it. And they scream and cry about separating children. And then when Trump signs his executive order, then they scream and cry about families being held, families being detained. Well, that's what you asked for, you morons. Morons. And yet they're evil, too. They hate America. They want to overrun the country. They don't want any borders, which would mean a tidal wave, a flood. And then everybody that comes in, they want to give them instant voting rights, instant citizenship. In California, they can get a driver's license immediately, and then they can vote in elections, which elect senators and congresspeople. And I've said this before. We should ban California from participating in the United States Congress because those senators and those members of Congress are elected by illegals who are not U.S. citizens. So why are they even represented in Congress where they get to influence laws that impact the rest of us who are citizens? Why can a bunch of illegals flood into our country, in California in particular, and then create legislation that the rest of us have to abide by? Those people aren't even citizens. The left is insane. But this is what they want. They don't want integration. They don't want people to come in and be Americans. They want Mexico to overrun America and take it back to Mexico. La raza, this is what they want. This is what California has become. And all the California lawmakers have become insane, unconstitutional prostitutes for all this stuff. And of course, they're trying to disarm all the population in California at the same time. They want to take away the guns of the patriots and the law-abiding citizens in California so that you can't fight back against this wave of illegals that's coming to invade and occupy your country. I think these California lawmakers that supported that unconstitutional gun, essentially gun confiscation is what it is, I think those people should be arrested. They should be tried for treason. They're committing treason against the United States of America. They are violating their own voters and taxpayers in California. Those people should be arrested and tried for treason against the United States of America. And I'm talking about the governor of California, Moonbeam. He should be marched out of there in handcuffs and tried for treason, because that's what he has committed. And a bunch of other lawmakers in California as well. And frankly, I'm just getting warmed up here, but I'm out of time for this podcast. But look, you want to join me in telling the truth about all this? Create your own video channel at Reel.Video. Reel.Video. It's launching soon. I've just been talking to the R&D team. So it's so awesome. The components are all working. I mean, it's going to be a little glitchy from launch day just because of the load on the servers, I'm sure. But the video uploads work. The video transcoding works. The video playback works. You can view videos, sort videos, search for videos, edit your video content, all that stuff. It all works. It's awesome. Go to Reel.Video. If you love America and you want to defend America, join me. Have a voice on Reel.Video. Create your channel. We will write stories about your videos. Okay? I mean, not everybody's videos, but we're going to select the best videos and write stories and give you editorial coverage. That's what we've got coming. It's powerful. You will definitely want to take advantage of it. So check it all out at Reel.Video. My name is Mike Adams. I'm the founder of Reel.Video. I'm the publisher of Trump.News. I'm the publisher. Oh, we've got a couple new websites. We've got OpenBorders.News as well. And we've got Migrants.News, which so far those two sites carry all the same stories, but they may not carry exact duplicates in the near future. So check out OpenBorders.News. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.